This is Radio Kate here, lying in the sunshine under an old oak tree with beautiful coloured flags flying all around me, people in all sorts of colourful dress, and I'm here for the second day of the main festival of WOMAD 2011. The music you'll hear in the background is Hassan Iraji's Moroccan Rollers, who are cheerfully playing away. But I thought I'd give you a quick summation of the day yesterday. So, it was quite a jam-packed day, frankly, all round. Eating lots of nice food, samosas and chorizo stew. Did a bit of shopping in Oxfam. And the music, wow, plenty of it. Well, we started off with Jazz Jamaica, kind of star jazz, funky, just great group. Lots of strong brass. And they had a guest vocalist, I didn't catch her name, but she had a voice that was just like Nina Simone and was beautiful. They strayed away from some of their classics, like their take on Caravan, which they call Scaravan, and went for things like My Boy Lollipop, which actually worked surprisingly well. From there, I popped over to the Siam tent to see the Gutierrez. I wasn't so keen on them. I'm not a big fan of the Indian music, but this was an Indian child group recreating sacred dance rituals. So a bit of acrobatics, a bit of dance, all in the spirit of WOMAD, which officially stands for the World Music, Art and Dance Festival. From there, I was a quick jump over to the Radio 3 stage to see Kasanji, an incredible female singer from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Very engaging, obviously has a love of the UK and sang with such soul and passion. She was fabulous. But the highlight of the afternoon was most definitely the box sets. You may have heard me audiobook about them yesterday. Brilliant. Five-piece, all-female beatbox group featuring Bellatrix, the world female beatbox champion. And my goodness, the sounds that these girls can make, amazing. I highly recommend you check them out. You can probably find a link to their website from their Twitter account, which would be twitter.com/theboxettes. The boxettes, all one word. Evening came with some Afro-Cubism. They're out on the open air stage, so a kind of mix of Malian and Cuban influences, so a bit of Cuban son with a flavour of Africa. They were good fun, high energy, big crowd came out to see them. And then I popped over to the big red tent to see Mungo's Hi-Fi, a UK bone rattle, they were described as bone rattling dub. Actually, they rattled my bones slightly too much, so I escaped to the steam fair and went on the Octopus, which is a bit like the old style waltzes, if you remember those, things that spin you around. So this one takes you up in the air as well as spinning you around, so that's quite fun, and gave a great view actually, if you could catch it while spinning, of the entire festival and campsite. And there are a lot of people here, especially today, Saturday. Everybody's come out for the weekend, the sun has come out for the weekend, and it's just a really, really nice atmosphere. Lots of people brought their children. It's a very family friendly festival here, and just all around nice people, basically having a lot of fun. So after the after Mungo's Hi-Fi, stopped off for a quick chocolate hit, got a chocolate brownie, and listened to Alpha Blondie, who are on the open air stage from Ivory Coast, a reggae group who not only do they have a great vibe about them, but have some pretty important lyrics in terms of trying to cut down on the spread of HIV. My favourite lyric of the day was "Protect your vuvuzela before you waka waka." Excellent advice, I'm sure you will agree. But it didn't stop there. Mahala Rai Banda are on the Radio 3 stage, knew nothing about them, but they turned out to be a 10-piece tour de force, Romanian, brassy, spreedy, tight, excitable gypsy music band. As the programme says, a hurricane of brass and woodwind. Oh boy, amazing. Unbelievable that they managed to play so quickly, so in time with one another, and without a single shred of street music anywhere to be seen. They were absolutely brilliant. So that's Mahala Rai Banda. And if you are in the UK and have access to iPlayer, I would suggest you check out Radio 3's coverage of WOMAD. They were playing live. After that, it was Faiz Ali Faiz in the Siam tent, Pakistani, and it was a Qawwali singers, so a bit of clapping. The beginning of the set was kind of reminiscent of the call to prayer you might get in Cairo in the early morning. And he's the nephew of Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, so quite a big name there. I, at that point, started feeling somewhat sleepy because it was about 1:15 in the morning, so I snuck out, ready to get some rest in the tent so I could be up and about, because there's plenty of stuff to do today. So, as I said, Hassan Iraji's Moroccan Rollers are on at the moment. I'm looking forward to Rodrigo y Gabriela, and then Baba Mal, what an icon of West African music, Senegalese singer, beautiful voice. So he's headlining this evening at about 9:30, so I shall definitely be going to check that out. And then he'll try a few random things that I have no idea what they are. Because you never know, you might get surprised like we did with Mahala Rai Banda, because they were just great. So, that's my quick update from WOMAD. I'm going to continue lying in the sunshine, under the trees, watching the flags blow in the breeze. This is Radio Kate, over and out.